The restaurant El Are Paso Dos on Northwest 79th Avenue is their unofficial headquarters. Inside, the walls are covered with Major League Baseball cards honoring players from Venezuela's most popular sport. The large screens in the dining room, though, are tuned to the Venezuelan television networks, with patrons watching for the latest news on their country's political crisis.
We have a lot of information, but no good information.
That's Jose Hernandez, who's editorial chief for El Venezolano, the Miami-based newspaper that caters to the country's diaspora around the world. His website gets 2 million hits per month.
We have no notion of the reality.
That's because President Chavez hasn't been able to return from Cuba after complications from a fourth cancer surgery more than a month ago.
Maybe the only people who know what's going to happen and what is happening now in La Habana is the government of Cuba.
What is known is that Chavez could not make it to his scheduled swearing-in last week, but the country's Supreme Court ruled he could return to take the oath of office for another term when he is healthy enough. Many expatriates here, including Juan Carlos Suarez of Fort Lauderdale, say that violates the Venezuelan constitution.
We have to continue, you know, with the constitutional process in Venezuela. That's the main thing. I mean, because so far we Venezuelans have been peaceful. We have tried to respect the constitution, even though they have changed it so many times to their own values.
The fact that Chavez has been allowed to delay his inauguration has infuriated many people in Doral. Newly elected Mayor Luigi Boria recently became the first Venezuelan-born mayor in Florida. He says from what he hears, with Chavez out of the country, things have only gotten worse.
The people that are now in power are doing things against the Constitution, and this is bad for the people that are living there.
Carmen Jimenez fears the worst.
Sir, let me tell you something. I can easily see a civil war coming in. I think that Venezuela today is lost.
Meanwhile, Venezuelans in South Florida have been trying to function without their Miami consulate after the Chavez government shut it down more than a year ago. That has made life difficult for Alexis Ortiz, editor of ElPolitico.com, an online publication catering to the Venezuelan-American community. He's heard here through a translator.
La apertura del consulado.
The closing of the consulate, that has created enormous economical issues, practical issues, just the basic needs of so many paperwork that you would have to do as a citizen.
That was never more apparent than in October, when thousands of Venezuelan citizens living in South Florida were forced to head to the nearest consulate in New Orleans to vote in their presidential election. Only a handful of them voted for Chavez, and many here would love to see him go. But Sam Feldman, a member of the Venezuelan American Democratic Club, says there should be no dancing on his grave if he should die.
Personally, I think it's disgusting if anybody is celebrating the death of Chavez. I don't think anybody should be happy that he's dying. We might disagree with policy, but this is not an occasion for, you know, dancing in the streets and for joy and music, you know. Venezuela is undergoing a crisis.
A crisis that most Venezuelans in South Florida agree won't be solved anytime soon, even if Chavez never returns to his country. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.